Ladies and gentlemen, the Rum and Regret Podcast, we are back. I am Andy Drake.
Johanna Myers.
Nate Tussey, and we drink and we know things.
We drink and we know things, and now we are talking video games. And what are we playing? Nate, let's go to you. What's your game du jour?
Sure, I just finished God of War. Game of the year, in my opinion, unless Red Dead pulls a miracle out of its ass.
How good was the first Red Dead Redemption, though?
So good. It was really good, and the sequel looks amazing. Well, yeah. It's a prequel.
Right, yeah. So the DLC for it was...
Yeah, it was awesome.
Undead Nightmare was just fantastic.
They did a great job. It's an example of what to do to give your amazing game amazing longevity and to continue at that high level.
So. Yeah. So how does God of War would relate to Red Dead Redemption?
Well, it's different. So Red Dead is this amazing open world situation. It takes you forever just to gallop across the map kind of thing.
Right.
There's so much to do. You can't really compare them as far as the genres go. Story-wise, though, it's up there. I mean, Red Dead was an amazing game with a super deep storyline. I can't really compare the two, honestly. They're amazing games in their own right, and that's why I was saying that as far as I'm concerned, God of War is Game of the Year, unless Red Dead can pull something out.
Okay.
Because that'd be the only game I could see on the docket for the year that's going to get anywhere close. I mean, I can't imagine Spider-Man is going to be this mind-blowing genre twist. And the things that they did in God of War to kind of differentiate it from its predecessors were just very risky, and they all worked.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you have Kratos without the Blades of Chaos?
Right.
And God damn it, the axe is amazing. The combat is some of the best combat mechanics that I've played in that kind of a third person, view where it's, melee based mainly.
Yeah.
Especially later in the game when you start unlocking combos and different attack styles and there's just as an example. So, you can throw the axe now at this point. So later in the game, you can throw the axe, and as you're running towards an opponent, you do a quick button combination, and you're jumping in the air as the axe comes back to you, and you slam it down, and this big frost wave comes out. It's just... So, gameplay and story aside, which are very deep, and we'd have to get into that as a separate podcast, I think, the visuals in this game blew me away. It pushes even the PS4 Pro to its absolute limits, and I didn't think I was going to see a game that looked better than Horizon Zero Dawn, and this game does that.
Yeah, for the short time that we played on your TV prior to this, I mean, the graphics are... It's some of the best graphics I've ever seen in any video game.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, like Skyrim I thought was beautiful, and this just blows it out of the water.
Yeah, and the beginning of the game doesn't do it justice. You'll trust me. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I won't spoil it because it's the beats and the story and the things that you can do. And something about this game that really engaged me was, so in a traditional kind of open, it's not really an open world game, but it lets you do things in whatever order you want.
Sure.
And I don't think there's any spoilers here when you're talking about the Nordic, Norse pantheon, Norse gods. There's different realms and that kind of thing.
Right.
So that play comes into play here, but you can do things in whatever order you want. And the way that they do the kind of let's go off the beaten path and search for this because it'll make your guy better is more engaging than any other game I've played save The Witcher, as far as the side quests are awesome.
Yeah.
They're super fun. They're different. There's a lot of great puzzles, with the frozen axe and that kind of thing.
And that's one of my big issues with games, too, is that when, in sort of a level up environment and a sort of skill up environment, a lot of the side quests tend to be repetitive, take you out of the game, okay, well, guess I have to do this in order to kill the bad guy.
Right.
And that's some of the things that I hate about, sort of your lower tier sort of video game is you just get stuck in XP, I need it.
Even in the AAA games, too, Destiny is a bad example because they shit the bed with Destiny 2, but...
Yeah.
Even in games like that, it gets very repetitive, like you said, and it doesn't have to be this, a single A or a double A game. The AAA games really fucked that up a lot. Even in Star Wars, that game was plagued with its own issues, but now it's actually a lot better with the changes they've made.
Yeah.
And Division 2, they did a great job with that. But,
right. the Ewok battle in Battlefront 2.
I haven't played it yet. I heard it was amazing.
Oh my god.
Like a nightmare,
oh,
right?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to have to play that.
Oh, later. It's, it, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the, and the way that they make it engaging, or at least one of the mechanics they use, which is pretty common in games like that, you have different kind of armor sets,
mm-hmm.
and then you can level up those armor sets to give it more socket space, and you have enchantments that you can throw into these sockets, and those enchantments can vary from, you know, just a basic skill buff to something like, you know, will create a defensive shield every time Kratos gets hit, or something
yeah.
like that. And it's, it's so deep as far as the customization and the different variations that you can put in there, that you can kind of customize Kratos to your playstyle.
Uh-huh.
If you want to be a deep brawler that's just going for max strength and max defense, you can do that. If you want to have spec your guy for runic attacks, which means all the environmental effects like the frost damage or the fire damage later in the game, that does a lot more.
Okay.
A lot more impact to the
yeah.
enemies if you spec into rune and that kind of thing. And there's actually a really great Infinity Gauntlet nod in the game.
Oh, really?
So I'm not going to give it away, but you definitely want to keep an eye out for a gauntlet type thing that might happen later.
Okay.
And it's really cool. I'll talk to you about it once you've played it.
Nice.
I don't want to give it away.
Yeah. So now the thing with me with God of War was, and again, it's the original God of War trilogy was its connection to the Greek mythology
right.
and everything. And so this is actually a continuation of that story, but now Kratos is a little older. He's had a wife. He has a kid now. And then just, is this pure location as to how he fits into Norse?
Yeah, he moves, basically.
Okay.
He's trying to forget his past and get away from everything that happened, killing his father and all that. In
right.
the previous game. Spoiler alert, in the previous
yeah.
game. And trying to kind of become a different person. And I don't... well, maybe he's not trying to. He just ends up becoming a different person.
Okay.
But he, you know, builds a cabin in the woods in
yeah.
wherever.
Yeah.
Ex-Nordic country.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's pretty awesome.
And does that story play, or do you just, does that story come in like right at the beginning, or do you just find out that story over?
Sure, yeah. Well, you find out after the fact. And I'm not
okay.
saying
it. Okay.
Because he's not in ex-Nordic country. He's on, what's the plane that Earth is in Thor?
Midgard.
Okay.
So he's on Midgard.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. So
oh, good.
He's not in like Scandinavia or something
right,
like
yeah.
that. Yeah. Or Norway.
Right.
Yeah, so he's on Midgard, but the idea is that he's gone away from Greece to this
okay.
you know, area of snow and timber.
Oh, nice.
Basically.
Nice. Okay.
So, yeah, that's awesome.
Cool.
Love it.
Cool. Joe, what are you playing these days?
I'm still making my way through Zelda.
Oh, really?
I'm almost done.
Yeah.
I'm taking my time with it, obviously.
Yeah, relishing every moment.
Every Zelda-y moment.
Talk yeah. about a deep game.
Yeah.
Holy oh my god.
God.
Yeah.
But it's cool because it's like you said, with you can do everything in whatever order you want.
Right.
Which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just, it's so much fun.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Cool. Yeah, so I recently happened on two pretty cool games. One that I'm playing with my 5-year-old, which is the remastered Crash Bandicoot 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, no way.
That's
awesome.
And it's great because Xander's all into it and everything. And so he's like, he first he tries a level, then realizes he can't do it, and then he gives it to me, and then he
nice.
Go through it, so which is fun. And then the second one, which I'm really excited about, which I just started... but Street Fighter V, finally. And
oh, you should have brought that over!
I know,
oh, man,
dude.
We could have recorded that.
Holy
Next
crap.
Time.
Holy crap.
Next time.
Yeah, no, that would be fantastic
would be
to
perfect.
Just hit record and play.
Yeah.
Because, it's cool. There's individual character story modes for each character,
yeah.
which is fantastic. There's a general story.
It's like Mortal Kombat?
Yeah,
kind of. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Yeah, the fighting mechanics are very true to classic Street Fighter, but they just seem slicker now.
Yeah.
You know, like with any sort of renew or update of a game, it's pretty fantastic. And so, yeah, sometimes, you know, you get lost in trying to find your combination and what with Street Fighter. But, I mean, like... all the old sort of combos still work.
Yeah.
You know, I can still Hadouken, which is great. And yeah, and it's just, it's, yeah, it's a really, really good update and really great next chapter of that franchise. So
I feel like we need arcade sticks to make this legit.
I know, totally.
Can't blame the controller. With
yeah, right. Yeah, so that's where I'm at. So what are we looking forward to on the gaming horizon right now? Obviously, Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
Or Red Dead next, Red Dead 2.
Yeah. Spider-Man, actually, I'm really looking forward to that. I've watched a bunch of interviews with the developers and a bunch of deep cut stuff, and it looks amazing.
Yeah.
And the mechanics that they use for the web swinging and just the way they built the character models and everything, it really looks awesome.
Do you know who's developing that? I'm sorry, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Sorry, that's not right. I'll look it up.
Okay. All right.
The other game that I just started playing with my 9-year-old actually is the Marvel Heroes, the second one.
Yeah, and I got that one too. We haven't put it in yet. Yeah. Yeah.
It's really fun.
Okay.
Kang the Conqueror brings all the universes together, kind of thing.
Oh, nice.
Open world. It's like the other one. It's,
right.
But it's cool, and they actually have an Infinity War DLC for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Thanos can
run
around as Thanos.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Oh, which, side note, I don't know if you guys ever play Fortnite, because apparently this game is sweeping the nation.
Right, yeah.
So I played this game when it first came out, and you had to, like, it was before it was released, and you had to pay to get access to it. I forget what that's called. Early access, I guess,
right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But that version of the game, it was before the Battle Royale was even out. That version is co-op, where you build bases and kill zombies.
Okay.
And it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
I tried the Battle Royale once and got smoked.
Okay.
But that was when it first came out. And so it'd be interested to try it again because everybody's playing it.
Yeah.
They have just millions and millions of players on that system now.
Right.
And the reason I said it was a side note is that they also did a cross promotion with Marvel.
Oh. That's right.
And the Infinity Gauntlet is in the game.
Right. Yes. No, yeah, I read about this.
It crashes to Earth, and if you grab it, you transform into Thanos, and you wreck shop.
Oh.
He's got the purple beam, he's got a super jump, he's got all kinds of stuff.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And it looks awesome. So
yeah.
I'm just loving this era that we're living in.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Joe, any games on the horizon you're looking forward to?
I just thought of one, and I had to look it up.
I had to Google it.
Yeah. We Happy Few.
Oh, yeah.
I
heard about this, yeah.
Yeah, that one, it looks like it's, like, totally, like, Fallout, Bioshocky goodness.
And, right, yeah.
That's one I'm big looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to buy a PlayStation because of Death Stranding.
Oh, yeah.
That one, I want to play that so bad.
Yeah.
And I keep meaning to pick up PUBG because I keep hearing about it and I really want to give that a shot. I keep hearing about Fortnite too, so
yeah,
those two. And yeah,
cool.
Fortnite on the PlayStation,
cool,
man. It's
yeah,
it'd be fun to get a crew together.
Oh yeah,
just
definitely.
To play the original, you don't even have to play the
right
the whole barred version.
Yeah,
so just as a callback, Spider-Man developer is Insomniac Games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, that's a good, yeah, very good studio. Yeah,
yeah.
I am just desperately waiting for any sort of Borderlands 3 news. Oh. That's all.
Leaked.
It did?
Borderlands 3 news leaked that apparently it was... I just watched, so shout out to SkillUp on YouTube if you don't know who he is.
Oh, yeah.
Go follow him. It's amazing stuff.
Okay.
For being as young as he is, he knows his shit and he's hilarious and probably some of the best video game reviews I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
So... his main channel is SkillUp, and then he has one with his brother that's more of it's less formal of a game review. It's more shits and talking shit and that kind of thing. That's
right.
Called Layman Gaming.
Yeah.
Which
nice.
Is hilarious.
That's great.
Also, so check that out.
Yeah.
And I just lost my train of thought again.
Borderlands 3.
Okay, Borderlands 3. Thank you. So one of the Layman Gaming episodes, they're talking about how Walmart apparently just leaked a bunch of stuff by putting a bunch of SKUs in their system.
Oh.
And so they're talking about potentially at E3, maybe there's going to be some Borderlands stuff.
Okay.
Because now there's a SKU for it now.
Right.
So that doesn't mean that it's going to happen this year.
Right, yeah. But
probably
it's,
will happen next year.
But it's there.
But, yeah, so E3 coming up.
Yeah.
Could expect to potentially see some Borderlands 3. Because
awesome.
I would love to start grouping up for that. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Right
Joe
on.
Needs to get a PlayStation.
Yes, Joe.
Yeah.
I have one downstairs you can borrow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, all right. Well, that is it for our GameCast. What games are you guys playing right now? What games are you excited for coming up in the future? Let us know in the comments here, and we hope to see you soon. Take care.